Tarzan, King of the Apes.
Deserted on a wild part of the West African coast by the sailors of their wrecked ship, Jane Porter and her old nurse Esmeralda took shelter in an old hut, while Cecil Clayton plunged into the jungle to search for Professor Porter and his secretary, Mr. Philander. Jane and Esmeralda were mystified by a note pinned to the hut door, signed Tarzan of the Apes, and then horrified to find three skeletons inside. They were quite thankful to hurry into the unfriendly jungle in search of their menfolk. But the jungle was more unfriendly than they knew. Turquoise the great ape saw them, and if it had not been for the mighty prowess of Tarzan the fighter, they would have been killed. Wondering at the beauty of the young girl, the ape man swung through the trees with the women to a forest glade, where he fed them and allowed them to rest. There, Jane, equally intrigued by Tarzan, forced a few words of English into his primitive mind. Both enjoyed the lesson, until the sun began to drop, and the jungle gave its warning. With a cry of horror, Jane leaps to her feet as she remembers her father and his friends.
They're lost in the jungle. That lion...
Not hurt, Jane. Tarzan killed.
Oh, I know we are safe, Tarzan, but it's my father and Mr. Philander and Cecil Clayton. They all went off into the jungle.
Maybe they's lucky, Miss Jane. Maybe they's found a Mr. Tarzan, too.
Aye, Tarzan.
There's no hope of that, Esmeralda. Oh, we shouldn't have let Daddy and Mr. Philander wander off by themselves.
Oh, Mr. Clayton go after him, honey. Maybe he find him and take him back to that hut. Ooh, and them skellig mites.
Yes. Yes, Cecil might have found them. Tarzan, we must go back to the hut at once and find out.
Not understand.
Oh, dear, I must remember to talk slowly to you. The hut. I explained what the hut was, didn't I?
Tarzan, no hut.
Then take us back through trees. Understand that?
Understand.
Oh, dear me. Has we got to go through that jungle where that thing sounding so hungry?
Numa, go. Numa, follow other animal.
He certainly sounded further off. But it could be Daddy or Cecil he's following. Oh, please, Tarzan, take us at once.
Come.
Oh, I sure wish you wouldn't drop me like that, Mr. Tarzan. I ain't a sack of taters, you know.
Well, there's no one in the hut, Tarzan. There'd be some light if they'd come back.
Light?
Oh, never mind that now. They aren't here. They're still somewhere in the forest. We'll have to find them.
No, Miss Jane, honey, I ain't going back in that forest. Not even with Mr. Tarzan. Even lion tamers make mistakes sometimes.
Jane, stay. Safe in hut. Tarzan, find men.
Tarzan! Tarzan, wait!
Why are you calling back, honey? Don't you want him to find your daddy?
I suddenly felt frightened as he swung up into the tree. But it doesn't matter. You find him, and then he'll come back.
Oh, dear, dear. Is we going to stay out here all night, Miss Jane? Well, I'm feeling awful cold all of a sudden.
Yes. We'll be safer inside. Now, close the door and drop the bar, Esmeralda.
Oh, well, won't that make it awful dark in here?
Oh, there's the lantern the sailor brought ashore. I like that. I'm going to put the matches on the table near it. Ah, yes, here they are.
Oh, that's better. Ooh, I feels almost cozy now. Ooh, them skellig mites. Has we got to stay here with them?
They are rather horrible, aren't they? But we mustn't move them, Esmeralda. We mustn't touch anything. All this belongs to Tarzan.
Well, I don't know I like your Mr. Tarzan. What sort of a man has skellig mites staying to dinner?
I don't know what sort of man he is yet. But I do think he's rather wonderful.
Miss Jane, honey. He might be a murderer. He might have killed these here folk just like he killed that big monkey.
Oh, no. No, I don't think Tarzan would have done that. I wonder who they were.
I ain't wondering about anything. I just ain't looking at them.
This was a man, and the smaller one was most likely a woman. And that little one on the cot was most certainly a baby.
They're spooky. I don't want nothing to do with them. Even little baby spooks can haunt you something awful.
Oh, there's a locket hanging from the woman's neck.
Oh, Miss Jane, she ain't no woman. She's a skellig knife.
I'm going to open it.
No, you ain't going to touch that bag of bones.
It's not very pleasant, but it can't hurt me. Oh, Esmeralda, look.
You tell me. I was looking the other way.
There are two pictures in it. A fine-looking man and a beautiful woman. The way she has her hair done and the clothes she's wearing. Oh, this photograph must have been taken over 20 years ago.
They hasn't been dead over 20 years.
I don't know. But they might have been. Oh, if we could only know who they were and the story of their death, then we might know something about Tarzan.
It was over 20 years ago. It started with a small chartered ship plying up the West African coast. In their cabin were the only passengers, the young Lord Greystoke and his beautiful wife, the Lady Alice. They were quietly immersed in their reading, unaware of the calamity that was about to strike on the deck above. Suddenly the door burst open.
Yes?
Great Scott.
John, he's got a gun.
Yes, I've got a gun, lady. I don't mean to use it unless you act silly.
This is outrageous. How dare you burst in on us with a gun?
Orders, sir, that's why. Now, don't get up. That's the sort of thing that'll make me use it.
You're signs, aren't you? The sailor my husband helped the other day.
That's right, mum. It's because he helped me that I don't want to hurt him.
You said someone ordered you down here. If that brute of a captain's up to any mischief,
I... Not the captain, sir. It was Black Michael who sent me down here.
Black Michael?
Him what was with me when you stopped the captain shooting us the other day. Remember him and me was washing the deck when the captain tripped over the bucket? Then he pulled a gun on us and you knocked his hand.
Yes, I remember perfectly. I found it hard to stomach any of the brutalities in this trip, but I will not stand for murder.
Black Michael looked as brutal as the captain. Huge, dangerous creature. Oh, John. John, I'm frightened.
No need to be, ma'am. Not if you play it right. He ain't forgot what you've done for him.
Why should he send you down here?
To keep you out of the way, that's why. There's things going to happen up top that are none of your business. My job's to see that you just sit quiet.
What things? Oh,
it's useless. You can eat murder, you can call it what you like, but you're just going to sit quiet through it. You fools!
You can't get away with this.
Ain't going to stop us. Ain't no warships up here, no place, son. Ain't nothing but water and junk. The captain, and then that's why he calls officers, have drove us just too far. Now we're clear of civilization, we're going to handle things our way.
Are you going to kill us all?
All them, not you. You and his lordship are trying to help us. You keep out of it, you won't be hurt.
You don't expect us to stand by while you murder and steal the ship?
You could if you wanted to, but Michael thought you might be sticky about it, so he's got other ideas for you.
What's going to happen to us?
You're going to be put ashore. You can take the luggage and food and all the general stores you need.
That's inhuman, man. This coast's uninhabited. We wouldn't live for a month.
It's up to you, mister. You can thank your lucky stars you're going to live that long. Listen.
Noise has died down.
I reckon it's all over.
The captain's dead?
The old captain's dead. Now we got a new captain, and his name's Black Michael.
So, this is where we're going to live.
Oh, it looks so frightening.
Oh, there's no need to be too frightened, darling. It's only the jungle. Men have tamed the jungle before.
But can we do it, John? We've had no training for this sort of thing. We're not tough country folk.
All we'll need is courage. Now, you be brave, Alice. You'll find I can be tough enough.
John!
Now, keep quite still. I've got the rifle. If it moves closer, I'll shoot.
so dark that you can't see properly. It looks like a huge man.
An anthropoid ape. I think it's only curious about us, but if it does attack... There, it's gone. We'll have to build some shelter against these creatures.
Oh, Charlie, what's going to happen to us? To us and... to our child. Tarzan looks rather like this man in the locket. I wonder if these two are his mother and father.
They ain't nothing, Miss Jane. They skeletonites.
But then there's the little baby skeleton on the cart. Oh, I don't know. When daylight comes, we'll have to explore the hut. There must be something here that'll explain the mystery.
The only mystery I want explained is what's happened to them men folk. You don't think Mr. Tarzan gone and went and lost himself, too?
No, no, he's at home in the jungle. I'm sure he'll find them all and bring them safely back.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Jane, where's that coming from?
It spooks.
Oh, here's the door. There's something at the door.
Something? Oh, honey, that's a spook. That's the sort of noise they make.
Oh, it's a lion.
Oh, dear, where's them spooks? They don't bite as hard as lions. He's gone away, Miss Jane.
It seems to be walking around the hut.
Well, there ain't any more doors, are there? He can't get in anywhere.
There's only the window, but that has wooden bars over it.
It's gone.
No. No, it stopped under the window.
Oh, he ain't looking in at us.
Worse than that, it's trying to force the bars.
Miss Jane.
Get back there, son. I'm coming in.
The two women cling to each other in terror as the huge, sleek head forces through the broken window bars. Without Tarzan, can Jane save herself and Esmeralda from an awful death? You'll hear as this strange and thrilling story unfolds in the next episode of Tarzan! Ah!